architecture has lost one of its giants. I.M. Pei, who was born in China and added elegance to the landscape from west to east, died in Manhattan yesterday at the age of 102. He was perhaps best known for designing the East Building of the National Gallery of Art in Washington and the Glass Pyramid at the entrance to the Louvre in Paris. But he did so much more. And joining us now to talk about him is Pulitzer Prize-winning Chicago Tribune architecture critic Blair Kamen. Blair, first of all, what is the significance of this loss in the world of architecture?
Well, it's a big loss. I.M. Pei had a tremendous life. He lived to the ripe old age of 102. And he brought modernism to innumerable facets of American life, from airport control towers to housing to our great cultural buildings and civic buildings. So he really made modernism, I think, acceptable to a mass audience. And yet he designed according to the highest standards of beautiful materials, elegant proportions. So he really was able to straddle the worlds of form, function, business, and art in a way that very few architects were.
Now, we can't list all of the work that he did, but remind us of some of the other buildings that he designed.
Well, I mean, certainly the most notable of Pei is the Louvre Pyramid. Mm-hmm. This was an enormously controversial project. I mean, a non-Frenchman coming into Paris and proposing this 71-foot-high pyramid in this symbol of French culture, it created a firestorm of criticism. And yet, it was a very logical plan, created a new entrance for the Louvre, underground galleries that allowed this age-old French monument to really revive. And it really, you know, became a symbol that was beloved of Paris and just a great testament not only to Pei's design skills but also his perseverance. I mean, I met him. He was an elegant, gentlemanly, charming person, and yet he also had a real forcefulness to him. You had to have that if you were going to storm into Paris and change a great symbol of French culture.
Did he have his critics?
Well, he did. I mean, certainly not all of his buildings were considered triumphs. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland was considered a bit of an assemblage or a kind of melange of some of his previous projects like the Louvre. But on the whole, I think he was greatly admired. I mean, he won the Pritzker Architecture Prize, mm-hmm. the field's highest honor, and won just about every conceivable honor you can get.
Well, when I walk my dog now in Boston, I can look out and see the JFK Library, which is one of his buildings. What's your favorite?
I love the National Gallery of Art East Wing in Washington, D.C. It's a building that fits a very complex trapezoidal site. It has a kind of drama to it that I think is notable of Pei's work. And anyone who's been in the grand lobby of that building with its skylights and Calder sculpture realizes that people are as much a part of the architecture as the building itself. And this is one of the things I think that really draws us to Pei's work. He isn't just designing abstractions. People become an enlivening and animating part of the work.
That is Blair Kamen, who's architecture critic for the Chicago Tribune, talking with us about I.M. Pei, who died yesterday at the age of 102. Blair Kamen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy. It's a sad occasion, but a life very much worth celebrating.